Antidote by Mallory Blackman. Read by Roger Griffiths. Prologue. I'm in deep, deep trouble. I'm like the biggest fool in the universe. I'm about to wade out even deeper still. But I don't have any choice, because they've got my mum. I've been warned that I'll never see her again if I try anything, anything at all. I know they're watching me, so I'm having to think fast. All I've managed to come up with so far is this. It's not perfect, it's not ideal. It's not even clever, really, but it's all I can think of. I'm going to record the whole story on Mum's computer, then back it up onto discs, and give them to Nosh with a message saying, if anything should happen to me. When people do that in films, I always think, yeah, right. Such a cliche, if anything should happen to me. In the films, they always know something's going to happen to them. Why else would they leave those kind of instructions? But in my case, I really don't know what's going to happen. I wish I did. Even if it's going to be something bad, I wish I knew. Not knowing is the worst thing in the world. With everything that's happened, I didn't even hope. I can appreciate now how Marie Antoinette felt in her prison cell, waiting to have her head lopped off. I don't have much time. It's very hard to try and sort out my thoughts, but I must. It's difficult when all I keep thinking is that if certain people have their way, in a few hours' time, Mum and I will disappear, never to be seen again. So I'd better get this right. I'll make sure that if...